A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Green & Sons Farm and Lawn Equipment. On the web at greenandsons.com.
Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 478 of the show. Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for listening. Please give us a call. 949-464-8257, TBLS, is the phone number where you can leave a voicemail. You can also send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. That's the spot to send us your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you should be subscribed to our bonus content. Click the link in the show notes and just subscribe via our friends at Red Circle and get all the bonus content. Like later we're going to talk about Nick Cannon possibly having a 13th kid. Some shocking news about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Also, I follow on Instagram, and I'm not proud of this. I follow on Instagram a plastic surgeon that does like reaction videos or whatever and tells you what's going on with people's faces. And I hadn't seen Gwen Stefani in a while. And look, she's a high level piece, like just real, real top shelf woman, but she's really been fucking with her face a lot. And maybe we'll talk about that later, but you're only going to hear it if you subscribe to the bonus content that we record every week only for our most loyal listeners. Click the link in the show notes. It's $5 a month or $55 a year, except it's still 50 because I haven't changed it yet. So $50 a year. I'm going to change it. I swear to God. I'm going to change it as soon as this comes out. It's going to 55. So you got just a couple days to get a year of the Baller Lifestyle podcast bonus content for $50. Because I'm going to change it. I've been saying it for like 3 months. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I want to just piggyback on your point about plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're kind of unified, like, ladies.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
Imperfections are what makes everybody who it's they true. Are. It's great.
It's true. And it's not fair that you and I, we only get more handsome as we get more wrinkles and more gray hair. That's just, a stupid rule, but it is the rule. And well, let's undo that rule.
It's a bullshit rule.
Yeah.
And like, I'm cool with gray hair, but I get that hair color, you know, if women feel the pressure to dye their hair.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff,
different. Yeah.
That's different. But when you start fucking with your face, like it's okay to have laugh lines. It's okay.
Fillers.
Like we're on board much more than when you can't show a reaction because your face doesn't
totally agree.
Like, move.
Totally agree.
I saw this a few days ago, and I just want to clarify. We're a great podcast for remembering those who have passed.
That's right.
And
did we miss one?
There was a U.S. Olympian, rather attractive, which shouldn't matter.
I saw this. We talked about this.
And we talked about it, and I'm Googling, and of course, like TMZ, they're like, oh, she did talk about depression. She died of from complications of childbirth, which this is not supposed to happen in this country.
Yeah, but I think she was giving birth. There's a lot to
like
this.
At home.
I agree. I agree with you. We're I don't know where we are in the child mortality rate in this country, childbirth mortality. It's pretty high.
Number one, and it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty high. It's shockingly high.
We should be in first place, and we're in like 90th place.
Yeah,
whatever
it is. I read that she gave birth at. She died apparently giving birth at home alone, and very bad idea. And at the time of her death, she was 5'9" and 96 pounds.
Oh,
so there was a lot going on there. Yeah. Tori Bowie, the sprinter.
Yeah. Tori. Yeah. So like I was Googling and speculating and I thought if nothing else, we're a responsible podcast.
It's true.
So yeah, it was from childbirth.
It's true.
I also want to point out.
Yes.
Cause the movie Hoffa.
No one's ever seen that movie.
De Niro. Sure. People have seen it.
Okay.
But people love to talk shit about Teamsters and unions all mobbed up.
Yeah.
I read this headline this week. Teamsters got a major win for UPS drivers. They mandate air conditioning in those trucks.
Oh, did they get him to agree to that?
Yes.
That's going to be so expensive. Teamsters. Yeah.
Yes, but like, what kind of humanity do we have to these delivery guys? They're like, oh, you're just gonna sweat this out in your brown clothes.
Yeah, your browns. Yeah, I used to work at UPS and that was the thing, and I think their thing was you shouldn't be in your vehicle that long, like
because we don't have a door on the vehicle, right?
yeah and we figured out how to make it so that you only turn right all day long and that you're just doing stops. Bam, 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 stops. So you're the only time you really would get the air is on the way to and from your route. But of course, look, that's draconian thinking. You know, this is a huge multinational, multi-billion dollar corporation with hundreds of thousands of employees. Surely they can comfort them enough with a little air conditioning, as people do die from overheating all the time.
Of course.
Yes.
And finally.
Okay.
People know where I am politically.
Yes.
And I'm not lying when I say this thing made me happy.
Yeah.
The story this past weekend, Donald Trump went to Miami. He was in Miami and he promised everyone food for everyone at Versailles.
Yeah.
And then just pieced out like in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I love it. That's and great. Like, I'm not like full of shit when I say I think it's great. Like food for everyone. And then he's like, yeah, I'm out of here. I love it.
No,
I love that Donald Trump did that.
No,
it's very funny.
You know, he is
own
funny.
The house, and then you just leave.
He is funny. I don't look, of course, and I don't want to get political here. I was no fan of Donald Trump as president, but I've, now I'm just like so disgusted with anything political. I just can't wait for him to run for president and just be funny all the time and just be complete, like make fun of everybody and be just an unapologetic asshole just for the entertainment value of it. I can't wait.
Fine. I don't need him in the White House, but like I love the comedy of him just telling his dumbs. Well, I got this, and then just leaving.
He's never picked up a tab. Like, who
never
pays for anything?
So the fact that you're believing it makes me, like, very happy that they thought he was, for the first time ever, going to pick up a tab. He's like, no, I'm going to do what I do. I'm giving you the greatest hits all the time.
Yeah, he made a profit on his own inauguration. Like, it's like, the man is very clear. Yeah, the man is very clear on what he's doing. And you know, if you go for it, that's your problem. Have you been watching Black Mirror?
I saw the first episode, and I liked it.
Oh yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
Yeah, Joan is awful.
Of course, anything with Selma Hayek, I'm in.
God, she's fantastic. She's so good. And the girl from, I didn't watch Schitt's Creek, but I know
Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Yeah,
she was good.
Yeah, she was good. It is. I'm like three episodes deep, and you know, they said part of the reason it took them a while to come out with a new season is because I think their reasoning was that the world itself is just too dark. Like we can't
fair
be dark fair enough. We can't be dark enough in these fantastical worlds that we make to be darker than the real world. Well, they're doing a really good job. There's some fucking dark shit, particularly in episode 3, which I will not spoil for you, other than to say it features the as far as I know, the acting return of one-time Pearl Harbor heartthrob Josh Hartnett.
Oh, that is a big
deal. Yes. Yeah, he's there. Shit is not what it seems.
Unabomber.
Yeah, what's that?
I thought he went the way of the Unabomber.
Yeah, I know.
Like we just never saw him again.
Why didn't we not? Look, I'm going to just type in, like the boomer that I am, I'm going to just type in what happened to Josh Hartnett. Because I think he just like quit.
I think he had too much sex.
Yeah, he was fucking too much. He was fucking. What happened? Josh Hartnett. Okay, let's see what it says here. Lives a quiet life in Surrey, England, with his wife, Tamsin Edgerton, and their 3 children. Well, that just sounds, like Black Mirror right there.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Is he married to a sibling of Taryn Edgerton? Because who would name their kids Tamsin unless somebody who named their son Taryn?
What? That is a good point. He is, but he is dicing the Hollywood once again. Dicing with Hollywood? That is not a phrase.
Those aren't words.
Yes. Once again, after a 14-year break, and he's still only 42. And at age 42, he will appear alongside. Oh, so he's doing something with Guy Ritchie and Jason. He might have already done that. Wrath of Man. I don't know if that came out or not, but he's in.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. Oh, you have? Well, he's in it.
In the theater.
No, that's him. Josh Hartnett. Okay. He's back. He's in an episode, and I got to come clean. And again, I won't spoil anything. He's in an episode with Jesse Pinkman, Aaron Paul, who I really didn't like before this, but he does a yeoman's job in this episode.
Okay.
I would say he's even the standout of this episode. Wow. Episode 3, Aaron Paul, very dark, but I'm very into, like, it's you know, usually I quit on shows. I told everybody I quit on Succession. I was fine with it. And it's hard for me to get excited to watch another one, but maybe because it's anthology and each one is so fucking twisted.
Mirror.
Yeah.
That I love
it. I just keep looking forward to the next one. So recommending Black Mirror to everyone. You got anything else before we begin?
No.
I'm going to try not to fuck up the buttons today because there's, you know, I've got 2 banks of buttons now, and that's a lot of work. I got my reading glasses on now because I'm old, and all of the sudden, I hit a certain age. 8 months ago, I was telling everybody, bragging about my 2020. Oh, I got this 2020. I can see everything. Then all of a sudden, and, you know, people make fun of me for this too. I got the small phone, Ed. I remember back in the day you had the big phone and I made fun of you. You had that big
And I admitted it was too much and I got talked into it and it was too much.
Yeah. So I got the tiny. I got the iPhone. Because of course because we're not savages like Jason Stewart. We have iPhones like human beings. I got the iPhone but I got the iPhone mini, which is smaller than the regular iPhone. And I'll tell you what. A lot of times people are like, hey, what's that phone? It draws people in. They're interested in it. The iPhone mini. And I was telling, so maybe about 6 months ago, I'm like holding my fucking phone way far away from my face. And my chick's like, what is going on? I'm like, she's like, thought you had that great vision. You got such good vision. And I'm like, well, it's just this phone so small. And she goes, oh yeah, try these. And she gives me her reading glasses. And I'm like, holy shit. I can see everything on my phone now. And now it's just gotten progressively worse where I need glasses to be able to read shit.
But this is so weird because until like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Perfect vision.
Yes.
Never yes. have needed glasses or even like.
Yes.
Like even privately, you know, like people want to admit that they've got great vision even when it starts to fade. Like I really like I could see everything.
Yeah.
And now I do the thing where I got to hold the phone a little far.
Yeah.
And now I've got the CVS readers.
Yeah.
I use the CVS readers for like reading stuff.
Yeah. Same.
It's a shame.
And I specifically choose the most serial killery looking ones that they have. Like WWJDD, what would Jeffrey Dahmer do? And that's the glasses I pick. And, you know, people make fun of me, but what, like,
see, I look with the little slivers, like I'm,
oh,
I'm
good my God, that's equal to what I'm doing, but in a different direction. I respect it. Okay. But now I'm going to, now I'm going to push the right button. Cause I got my reading glasses on. Let's talk some sports.
No, we're not doing sports.
That's right. We're not doing sports. Cause because every week somebody might die.
Yeah. Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment. Very sad. Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died. Yep. Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Ed, tell us who died this week.
We've done lots of great men and women, and I'm going to say this is one of the best.
Yeah.
Daniel Ellsberg, the guy who leaked the Pentagon Papers.
That's right.
He was 92 years old. So for those who, like, everyone now knows the Vietnam War was bullshit. Like, everyone knows that.
Bullshit. Completely invented, and the origin of the sunk cost theory, where it's, they knew, not only did they know that they were fighting a war that they didn't need to fight, it was fucking bullshit, they made up the reason to go there.
There was no declaration of war.
No, yes, and then once they got there and they were fighting and the fucking poorest young men in the country were going over there to die for no reason, and they knew there was no reason to be there, they just kept doing it because they're like, well, we did this much already. Like, we can't just stop now. It's been expensive.
And like, Lyndon Johnson's like, I'm not going to be the first American president to lose a war. And it's like, yeah, you did.
Yeah. While briefing his cabinet while taking a shit with the door open. Yes, that Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes.
He loved to scratch his bunghole, as he would say.
Whoa. Yes. Oh, my God.
Their audio recording, Stern played them for a while, and he was like, I like to feel my bunghole. And you're like, oh, no.
LBJ. Is that a Texas thing? Because Beavis and Butthead would call it that, that word.
Texan, right.
Yeah,
right.
And their origins are in Texas. That's
Cornholio.
Yes.
Cornholio.
Yes. I need TV for my bunghole. Update. Tamsin, and we need to get back to that, but Tamsin Edgerton, not the sister of Taryn Edgerton, but a just like, this is the kind of chick a movie star gets married to. That's all I'll say. Very attractive.
Okay. Yeah. But don't you think that's weird that there's a Taryn and Tamsin Edgerton and not related?
No, I know. Yeah. Those are two very weird names to have the last name. It just says sibling Sophia Edgerton.
But I would say 5'10". Tamsin Edgerton. Yeah. Bravo to you.
Well played. Good job, Josh Hartnett. I would have quit Hollywood too to just work on that for a while. Spent 14 years on top of that.
A fair decision.
Yeah.
So Ellsberg, before he leaked, like, so the Pentagon papers were essentially the truth that they're this thing is bullshit. We're doing poorly and it's never going to end well.
Yep.
And because people still feel this way, but at that time, these are people who still like had World War II pretty fresh in the memory.
That's right.
30 years. And so they're like, of course the United States is doing well. And of course we're doing well. And so people were believing in this war. And then this guy leaked the Pentagon papers saying, guess what? This is awful. You should not support this. And immediately the general consensus on the war went from positive to negative.
Yes. Which is why, and American hero Daniel Ellsberg, which is why today when stolen documents are made public, they jail the publisher under the Espionage Act, a la Julian Assange. Like they learned a lesson. We as America learned a lesson from Daniel, an important lesson from Daniel Ellsberg. Similarly, our own CIA learned its own lesson as well. And they go, oh, no, we got to brand these whistleblowers as criminals and put them in prison right away so that no one else does it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like what people have to risk.
Yes.
Like Ellsberg risked. But like we were just like we were. Statistically, like we were very much in favor of the Vietnam That's War right. until the Pentagon Papers. Like we were like 2-1
yeah.
in favor of, like, crazy.
Yes. No, he's an American hero.
RIP Bob the Boomer Brown, Hall of Fame offensive tackle for the Raiders, 81 years old.
Great nickname.
I just like a good nickname. Yeah, I just like nickname. A good nickname. Never heard of him, obviously.
Me either.
But
nice long him. Run for an NFL player, though, 81
sure.
years.
Sure. Uh-huh. And the helmets they were using back then?
Yeah.
Come on,
big time.
81 That's, might as yeah. well be 181.
Yeah, for sure.
RIP Cormac McCarthy, yes. author of No Country for Old Men and The Road, 89 years old. The other day, I think it's on HBO or one of these channels, and I just saw No Country for Old Men, and I just selected it, fast forwarded to the pharmacy or whatever, yeah. the convenience store scene.
Yeah.
One of the greatest scenes ever.
It's one of the just craziest, scariest fucking bad guys anybody could ever conceive of. Just yeah, and great movie. And it's an always stop movie. No Country for Old Men.
Yep. Yeah. And then we broke this story during
the
paid portion of the program last week.
That's right.
We were probably the first people on Earth to report Treat Williams had died from a motorcycle crash at 71 in Vermont, I believe. And I just wanted to point it out at this part of the show. So, yeah, we didn't forget Treat Williams, who was very handsome.
Oh, that's right.
He got famous from the, I think, Hair was what, like, his breakout.
Yep.
And then he was in, like, stuff, but, like, lots of Hallmark and stuff. And then somebody pointed out, I was talking to somebody on Friday, and they're like, the best bad movie of all time is, you remember The Substitute with Tom Berenger?
No, I don't.
Okay, so there was a movie, like, pretty cheesy, like The Substitute comes in and get, like, standard delivers the people.
Yeah. Well, but he's a real piece of shit. I remember the trailer, right? And Tom Berenger's, like, a fucking hard-ass, substitute teacher. Yeah.
So they made this into a series, and Treat Williams took the sequels. The Substitute 3, I watched it because somebody's like, you got to see it. It was on Tubi, Jay Stu's favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's Jay Stu loves Tubi because it's the kind of channel that hosts movies that Jay Stu would have been in.
So
if your child has diabetes.
Oh, my God. I was just reading about Treat Williams and a video started playing. Okay, go.
So really quick, the Substitute 3, they have a substitute teacher for college.
No,
and he shows up.
Happen.
Yeah. And so the professor was giving bad grades to the guys on the football team.
Yeah.
And I think the football coach is like, all right, you're going to have to fuck this teacher up. And by the way, the football team, how do you know they are? Because they all wear their uniforms to class.
Of course they do. Yeah. Do they have their sleeves rolled up like Can't Buy Me Love?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course,
like
they
Big
do.
Big John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rolled up sleeves. And they like rough her up. They may even sexually assault her, but like it's and then Treat Williams comes in and he's like very caring for the professor that just got roughed up and she's in the hospital.
Oh, I bet.
And then he destroys a whole steroid ring and he's like, I happen to know you guys are dealing with anabolic steroids and this is gonna kill you. And like he lectures and he beats people up and it was amazing. It was an amazing
movie.
Oh,
I might have to watch this on Tubi, Substitute Part 3. It sounds great. I'll admit,
I was a little lost what happened in the first two.
Yeah, right. Can you just jump in or do you have to be caught up on one and two?
Yeah, I think that I didn't see, but I got into it. It's a good, bad movie. And like by bad, like maybe the worst.
Oh, man, it sounds amazing.
But now, not in like a bad movie like Last Dragon where we were like, oh, wait, this is terrible. Yeah, this is like, it's funny. It's a comedy.
Yes.
If you look at it like a comedy, it's great.
It's good to watch. Yeah. Well, RIP Treat Williams. Very sad. Killed on a motorcycle. Very handsome. Okay, now we're going to talk sports. I'm going to push the right button. Watch.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Didn't see this one coming.
Okay, I'm getting ready.
Bob Huggins was arrested for DUI this weekend. That part I definitely saw coming.
I believe we've seen that before. Did he not vomit on the side of the road on a previous DUI?
Not only inside the road, I believe he vomited on the side of the car while he was pulled over.
That's right. That's what it was.
But that part, of course, that's not a surprise. What was surprising is he resigned from his job at West Virginia.
Stunning.
So he dropped the F-bomb, the gay slur, like a month ago and got like 2-3 game suspension.
To be fair, he was talking about the players at Xavier, but yes, you're correct. Yes.
That's right. An old Cincinnati rival.
Yes, exactly.
But I thought, okay, so we'll just add a game or two to the suspension.
Yeah.
But he resigned, and Huggy Bear was more than twice the legal limit. Yeah. And here's what's interesting. Police found a trash bag full of empty beer cans, I believe Coors Light. To go twice the limit
on Coors
with
Light.
Coors Light, this dude must have had like 80 of them.
Yeah. He was definitely, look, I've known guys like this. Here's what happened. He was like probably at like a golf tournament or something or something, you know, like a dinner or, you know, or he's like a booster dinner or whatever. And he got, you know, he was having Chivas or whatever. And then he's like, oh, I got it. Cause he was in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he lives. I don't know how far Pittsburgh is from Morgantown. I think they're relatively close, but I don't know if he would live in Pittsburgh. He's probably headed home.
Maybe he had a few at the Clark Bar outside of PNC Bank Stadium.
There you go. Exactly. And then he was like, well, yeah, I had 8 Chivas at the booster dinner. We raised some money. He goes, but I got to hoof it all the way back to Morgantown, and I'm going to get thirsty on the way. So I better get a 6-pack of tall boys for the road, because that's just how I got to do it. And so there they are. He's just tossing the empties on the seat because he's fucking Bob Huggins and he's not getting pulled over. And that's just how he rolls. And he probably does that every night of his life.
And Pittsburgh's not far from West Virginia.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, I just need to go a little bit, and then I'm in a lawless society.
That's right.
So, like, I don't have to get far to the border.
That's right. He thought he was above the law, and he is, except not on the Pennsylvania side of the border. Like, if he had just gotten over, then he would have gotten a police escort home. Like, he's Bob Huggins.
Right. Right. If I can get to the – are they the Mountaineer State? I'm gonna see West Virginia state motto.
It's like the coal. It's like the air pollution state. It's the
education
fentanyl.
Or...
Yes. First in ODs.
Okay, the mountain state. That's kind of bullshit because there's so many more mountains in other states.
Fucking mountains. I know every state.
I get they're the mountaineers, but like there are like real mountains.
Yeah,
in Colorado? Yeah, Utah.
Right.
Washington.
Exactly. California. Yeah, there's fucking big mountains. Other places. The mountain state. Well, they are called the mountaineers though. Maybe because it's nothing but mountains there.
How about this for a bullshit nickname? Virginia calls themselves the mother of states. Get out of here. I think it's the headquarters of the Confederacy.
That's
true.
That's right. You look. Yeah. I mean, if you're talking Virginia versus West Virginia, I believe they were on different sides in the War of Northern Aggression. I believe.
I can't imagine. Yeah. It was West Virginia fighting for the North?
I believe so. I know that they were not.
We know Richmond was.
Yeah.
We know Richmond was the headquarters.
That's so right.
Virginia clearly. Yeah. And also, Virginia was Thomas Jefferson territory, and he was a huge piece of shit.
He was a pretty smart guy, though. Like, it's like.
Smart. He had good parts, yes. But like, he had mostly bad parts.
Yeah. He did a lot of slave raping.
A lot of tearing families apart and raping his help.
Yeah.
What else? The Atlanta Braves.
Oh, yep. Tomahawk chop.
DFA'd Charlie Culberson the day his dad was scheduled to throw out the opening pitch on Father's Day.
Wow.
DFA him on Monday.
Well, come on. Yes, I agree. But I'm never going to defend the Braves. Even though I'm dear friends,
and you're a close friend with Chipper Jones.
Larry Chipper Jones and I are very, very dear friends. I'm never going to defend the Atlanta Braves. I hate them. I hate Terry Pendleton. Yeah. I hate John Smoltz.
Smoltz is a real jerk off.
I hate Sid Bream. I fucking hate the Braves. Fuck the Braves. But my guess is that the operations guys, the people that fucking run the events for the stadium, aren't tuned in with the player personnel people. They just didn't talk to each other. And I'm going to guess that when the GM is like, hey, we need to cut. Look, Charlie's batting .196. You know, we gotta make a move here. I don't think they probably knew that his dad was throwing out the first pitch the next day. I'm just going to guess because they probably could have waited a day.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It's not like Ronald Acuna's dad was pitching.
Right. Like, right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
They picked a rando.
It's a rando. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
They should have still, you know what they should have done is to have Charlie Culbertson throw out the first pitch. They could have done one of those things. You know how they got, they'll have like throwing out the first pitch, new edition. And then there's like Ralph Tresvant and Johnny Gill and Bobby Brown's all wasted. And then they all like line up across the mound and they all throw out a first pitch at the same time. They could have Charlie Culbertson and his dad, since Charlie Culbertson's he's a former Braves, great Charlie World Series winning Charlie Culbertson. And then they could both throw out the first pitch together. And then it's like a warm feeling. Yeah, he was on the team yesterday. I bet he throws out a pretty nice first pitch. Much better than 50 Cent.
A little smoke on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I would, or Gary Delabate. I would say, hear me out.
Yeah.
What if they said, okay, we're not going to use Culbertson's dad, but what if we use America's dad and they get Bill Cosby out there?
Even better. He's a Phillies fan, and that's a natural rivalry, though.
Yeah. Well, he is a doctor.
It's true. They have to be billed as Dr. Bill Cosby. Yes. Yes. Exactly. No, that's a good idea. I'm listening.
You know how, like, every once in a while, an athlete they're scrambling to make a flight, and then sometimes they pack a gun in the bag and they get in trouble.
It's only athletes and entertainers
in duffel bags
seem to do this. And it's just like, I know that there's a thing that's called like responsible gun ownership. And that's just like knowing where your guns are, I think, is like step one of responsible gun ownership. Is like knowing I have one would be the first thing. To be a responsible gun owner.
And it would be like not putting it in your waistband of your sweatpants, like Plaxico Burress.
Yes, yes.
That's irresponsible.
Exactly. Gun ownership. Yeah, that's exactly. That would be irresponsible. But I would argue that Plaxico Burress, because when he shot himself in the leg by going strip club, sweatpants in a strip club, he knew, not only did he know that he was in the state of New York where he was going to go to prison for having that gun, he knew that he had a gun on him. Like he was a responsible gun owner in the sense he knew he possessed a firearm at that moment.
True.
Yeah.
Well, Patriots second year cornerback, Jack Jones.
Yeah.
He one-upped everyone, every athlete. He was arrested at Boston Airport with two guns in his luggage.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a time not that long ago, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I packed a toothbrush and I couldn't remember. And so I packed a second toothbrush.
Oh, that's smart. I do that sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, so I packed two.
Yeah.
So Jack Jones was like, did I bring my gun and nothing will happen bad. Nothing bad will happen if I pack that gun. Let me get a second one.
Did I pack a gun? Honey, do you know? You know what? We're running late for the car's going to be here in a second. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to pack a second gun just in case. Because what could go wrong? Then I have two guns. That was better than zero. What if I had zero guns? I would be in huge trouble with zero guns. I better have two. Two is more than zero.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was pieced up there. At the same game, we talked about this story last week when Conor McGregor knocked out the Heat mascot.
Yes.
At that same game. Yes. He has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman.
Yeah, and there's
dragging her towards the bathroom.
Yeah, there's video of this where he
he
says, "I'm going to the bathroom" or something, and then he leads her there. And then, much like the gray worm penis rapist quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, he has like security watch the door.
You're right.
While he's in there raping. Now, I would assume the security thought he was in there consensualing. And he probably, look, there's two sides to every story. We got to believe her until we don't believe her.
The body language doesn't look like this like an enthusiastic
partner. And look, I'm not here to judge anybody's relationship, but this Conor McGregor, he's a married man. Like this is he's stepping out on his lady right there publicly in front of everybody. And then it's possible that there was a sexual assault involved. This guy's spiraling.
He needed to smash. First, it was the Heat mascot. Yeah. Then it was a unwilling partner.
That's true. Well, he's by the looks of him, he would be the target of Treat Williams in Substitute 3 because he's gotten extremely jacked in a very short period of time. I happened to be at his last fight where he broke his leg in the ring against Dustin Poirier.
That was so gross.
Yeah, it was really gross. And I couldn't even tell what happened. So the guy sitting next to me was like, and I'm like, hey, how come he's not coming out? Like, why is referee Herb Dean waving his arms? And the guys next to me was like, are you serious? And I'm like, what? And he's like, Conor McGregor broke his leg. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that. Like I couldn't even tell, but he's been on a reload clearly. And, when you're on a lot of testosterone like that, you need to fuck a lot. You need to smash people in the head and you need to do lots of fucking, which is fine. As long as you find somebody that agrees to
the sex.
Yes. Yeah. That's the most important part is the consent. Get a consensual partner and you're fine.
Yeah, you don't want to pull a Brock Turner.
No, definitely not.
The Pirates bus driver was arrested for a DUI by one of the cops escorting the bus while transporting the team between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Again, is there two things here? One was the bus driver Bob Huggins. He's in need of a job. he was in Pittsburgh. Around that time, so maybe he went with the team and was like, hey, let me get the bus for you guys. Secondly, how many sober people are on that drive between Milwaukee and Chicago? I mean, these are two very drunk towns just a few hours apart.
Who's Milwaukee's mascot? Bernie Brewer. Yeah,
the Brewers,
He slides after a home run, he slides into a giant stein of beer.
That's right. And Milwaukee, of course, is that's Miller headquarters or whatever there. And that I'm reminded I joined I'll post this on our Red Circle. I made my triumphant return. I know you were there the week before. I made my triumphant return to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show hosted by dear, longtime friend of the show, Dolomite D, the first ever Patreon subscriber, the first ever Red Circle subscriber and close friend of the show, Dolomite D. I was on the after show and Ben 906 joined us and they told me, oh, you might have been there the week before. David Bray joined the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show and has admitted to the error of his ways in poo-pooing the beautiful, delicious Miller High Life, a beer champagne that we all love. Beers. Yes. Yes. The champagne of beer. So that was good to hear.
It was a circuitous route, but we got there.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Fair. That's good to hear.
But that free is, solo.
But, sorry. One more thought. Being a bus driver, you got pretty much. It's much like the Denzel Washington movie Flight, where he where he does a full rotation with the airplane.
Yeah, he also does a couple bump skis with a hot flight attendant night before. He's partying. Pretty attractive.
Oh yeah, the flight attendant was the Ruxton's wife from the League.
Yes,
and she was Latina. Look. As an airline pilot and a bus driver, there's training involved. You know, you got to get your hours in the seat and all that. But once you have all that, pretty much the main requirement is just not be drunk.
Yeah, there's like only one or two non-negotiables. Yes. That's one of them.
Yeah, not being drunk. It's like the main just, hey, can you please not be drunk? And this guy, look, that was a little hard for him.
But remember, during the We Are Family late 70s, the pirate mascot was the one doling out the yayo to Keith Hernandez all of the league, Rock Reigns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of these guys.
They were they would get it when they rolled through Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was a big hub.
Yeah. But Rock Reigns would slide head first because he didn't want to break the vial in his back pocket.
You don't want to break that.
That's smart.
It would hurt.
That was smart.
It would be wasted.
And then you'd lose all your cocaine. Do you think Kent DeColvey or Bob Walk was getting up on it? Definitely Bob Walk was. I don't know about Kent DeColvey.
Yeah, I feel RIP, I believe DeColvey's no longer with us.
Yeah, I think we might have talked about it when he died here on the show. Yeah.
But the tinted glasses indicate he didn't want you to see his eyes fully.
That's true. That's shit. I'm looking at him right now. Yeah. That is actually
he's certainly going for a look.
He really was
with that pillbox hat and the tinted glasses.
Yeah, it's and like you're looking back, and I'm looking at a picture of him, and this is when he's playing, and this is when they had those beautiful. I can't remember. There's a name for the like pillbox hats or whatever that they wore, the ones with the stripes, and he's wearing one. It's the black. So the home version of their lid, and it's got stars all over it, and he's got the Pirates tinted gear on, and I'm looking at the guy, and this is probably 1980, we'll say 79, 80, and the guy appears to be, I don't know, 61 years old, and he's playing professional baseball, and that's amazing. But I've just looked him up. Kenton Charles DeColvey, nicknamed Teak, is an American former professional. He is, by the way, Ed, not was, is. He's still alive. Baseball right-handed relief pitcher who played 16 seasons in Major League Baseball, primarily for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Also played for the Phillies and Reds. Ed, just, I mean, without looking, take a guess. How fucking old is Kent DeColvey? Kent DeColvey today.
So
right now,
I'm going to base a guy like that off my dad, who, happy birthday, Ed Daly, is 75 today.
Happy birthday. Now, is he a senior? How does that work? You got the same middle name?
We have different middle names.
Yeah, got it.
So I'm not a junior, but he's 75 today. And I would guess Kent DeColvey's 5 years old. Older, yep. Kent DeColvey's 80 years old.
Kent DeColvey is 80 years old, and that's you're using context clues there, because if you just looked at a picture of him from 1980, you would never guess that. Kent DeColvey, born 1947, 76 years old, only 1 year older than Ed Daly. Lives in a city that we're big in, Cincinnati, Ohio. That means, Ed, in that picture that I'm looking at Kent DeColvey in 1980, where I thought he was 60 or 61,
Yeah, he didn't look good.
He was 33.
I was using my dad as a reference.
33 years old in 1980.
There's a good chance that Kent DeColvey has had a cocktail or two at Katie Shady's. Husband's bar.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I hope so.
Maybe they know each other. Maybe he's been over for dinner.
So I Googled Kent DeColvey and cocaine, and what came up was he was Rod Scurry's roommate.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's saying, like, on the road, bullpen mate. And here's a quote from him. This is dealing with, you know, Rod Scurry, like, did all the cocaine and died.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And he said, "I've got three young kids. If I don't notice it in a guy I work with every day for several years, how am I going to notice if my kids get in trouble?" So he's talking about how he's like, he was a square.
Yeah, and he was.
So he was not on cocaine.
Hopefully he wasn't like stopping to lecture these dudes about Jesus the whole time, like Gary Carter was on those 86 Mets.
Yeah, they hated his guts. Yeah. Our friend of the show, Jeff Perlman, that book, The Bad Guys Won.
Yeah. Yep.
They hated Gary Carter's guts.
Yeah. Well, it's annoying. Look, we're here to party. Like, we don't need to hear it every day, Gary. And by the way, we may be doing cocaine every day before the game and Doc smoking crack, and we got to go find him at some floozy's apartment in Queens to get him to the ballpark in time. But you're getting high on perm activator, buddy. Like, who's worse? You're going to the salon and getting a perm. Before we move off Kent DeColvey, Ed.
Yeah.
Guy, like I said, played 16 seasons, Pittsburgh, Philly, and finished up his age 42 season with Cincinnati. He threw submarine or sidearm. I think he was more sidearm. We make fun of Kent DeColvey because he was a fucking real nerd, but there's a reason he pitched 16 years. Career record 94-90. Career WAR 25.5. Career ERA 2.85.
Wow.
The guy was a stud relief pitcher.
Submariner.
Yes.
Submariner.
Yes. It's that awkward, you know, whatever it takes to get him to swing and miss. Kent DeColvey had it.
And I would say to our listeners that live, this is a compliment to the Queen City.
Yeah.
He had a long career and just finished up in Cincy.
That's right.
And he's like, you know what? Yeah, yeah. God damn, the Queen City is home. And he's staying there.
Very livable place. Very nice town. Happy for him. Kent DeColvey, still alive.
Good brothels across the border in Kentucky. That's
my understanding.
At the Days Inn.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Free solo star Alex Honnold is training for his next climb with an unconventional sport, thumb wrestling.
Sometimes I'll thumb wrestle with my kids and I'll just fuck them up because it's all about hand size, right? Thumb wrestling.
Hand size, but also to bait them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The move is you put that thumb down and they go for the stab and you do the old end around. Yeah. You got them.
Take it. You just take that shit out of the way. Now, this guy, I can't watch any of that shit where these guys climb on high shit. It fucking freaks me out.
So like 4 years ago, I feel like Free Solo came out.
Yeah.
And people were raving about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I got through like 90 seconds. I was like, this is make me super uncomfortable.
Yeah. I always think about, what about the asshole that's got to film this? Like, there's other dudes out there with, they're holding cameras and shit. And yeah, they're like clipped in and belayed and they got they're driving spikes into the side of El Capitan and all that. But still, they got to be out there and nobody's filming them. They're out there watching this asshole fucking walk up a crack. And for what? To say he did it?
Like not worthwhile.
Oh, these guys die left and right. But, look. Hand strength is important. He does the, thumb wrestling, I guess. He's just got to find.
But unless you're dealing with really strong dudes, like you talked about, I've done it against my kids.
Oh, yeah. I destroy my kids. Dude,
it's not building up strength. No. It's bullshit what kids can do.
So. Well, he might be working us here because I've seen Instagram posts from him. It says This could be like one of those like horrible like April Fools or just any time things. Big news. I'm retiring from climbing 2 exclamation points. This was a difficult decision, but this video should provide some insight. Find me on Venice Beach, California on June 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific time for a chance to win $250 plus a year's worth of soap.
What?
By beating me in a thumb war. Well, he doesn't appear to use too much soap. Yeah.
This kind of feels like when John Malkovich got into marionettes.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Like, what are you doing here?
Right. It's yes. Those who find me and challenge me anywhere else in the country through August will win a year's supply of Dr. Squatch soap. I don't like the name of that soap. I'll tell you right now.
No, I'm not doing an off-brand doctor with like a bad name. Yeah. Like,
well, it makes me think of your sweaty taint. Like he probably calls his taint his squatch. Ryan, he's like, I need some Dr. Squatch in my taint to get, because you know you get real sweat. I like to powder. Everyone knows that. Everyone who listens to this show knows I like to put a nice layer of powder in there, keep things dry. But not everybody does that, and so you get, you know, you get what some people may refer to as butt soup going on down there.
And, my God.
Oh, wait, look, I don't make up the terms. And then you got,
you get squeamish over much less. You have been talking about taint and butt soup. What is going on?
You get some Dr. Squatch in there. Also, I've been taken for a ride on this year supply bullshit before. So this Dr. Squatch, they'll be like, you get a year supply of soap. And then they'll probably hand you like 2 bars or 2 tubs, whatever it is, you know, and they go, that should last you a year. One time I answered a trivia question on the radio, and the prize was dinner for 4 at El Torito Grill, which is like a local Mexican chain. I won dinner for 4 at El Torito Grill. And because they didn't 1099 me for this one, I accepted it. And then, so they sent it, and I gave my address. They sent it in the mail. Open the mail. 4 $10 gift cards.
What?
Dinner for 4. 4 $10 gift cards. Wasn't it? I took my chick. I took my chick, and the fucking dinner was like $200. And then we took $40 off of it with the 4 gift cards. Just a complete bullshit.
And afterwards, you can go to the movies for a nickel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what year was it?
What year?
Went and got some penny candy afterward.
$10. You can get Lucy's Swedish fish.
Yes.
Like 4 jelly beans.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. I could go for that. Oh, update. Speaking of that, update. As you know, everybody that's listened to the show for a while, they know I co-parent. Mm-hmm. So we talked about those delicious Albanese gummy bears that
just kicked the bag today. That pillowcase finally was kicked by me and my family today.
Yeah. So I was loving them. So Friday night, after I do the post, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show with our longtime friend, Dolomite D, first Patreon, first Red Circle subscriber, I'm having a drink with my lady. She's like, how'd the show go? And I'm like, oh, well, and bullshitting a little bit. And I go, I'm just kind of hankering. I could just use a little sweet treat right now. And I go, and I remember, I go, oh.
Get that pillowcase.
I got that big bag. Now, what I did do, and this is an act of self-preservation, when the bag arrived, I herded my 2 children into the kitchen, because they'll never look for any kind of food item on their own. If it's just not presented to them, they'll just starve to death. So if I go to the store, I bring them in. I go, okay, look, there's this for you to eat and this. And I point out all the things for them to eat. Similarly, I knew I would eat that entire 5-pound bag if I didn't put it out to them that they should have some of it. So I go, here, it's up here in the cupboard. And I pointed to where it was. So I go back to get it Friday night. And I go up there and I'm like, I start to panic because it's not in the front. I'm like, oh, it must have gotten pushed to the back. I get a fucking stool so I can peer into the high cabinet. And I'm looking around. I'm pushing things out of the way. I'm throwing stuff. There's a big commotion. Everybody's like, what's going on? The fucking bag was gone, Ed. And I go, what? I text my daughter, who's been on the show before, friend of the show. She told us about Helen Keller. I text her. I go, hey, where's my fucking soft, delicious 12 flavors in the bag Albany's gummy bears that my buddy Lee sent me? And she goes, oh. She goes, I accidentally took them with me to mom's.
What?
Accidentally. She stole my gummy bears and they're gone. And now I'm thinking, oh, I could use a handful of those right now. Just now I'm thinking about having them and they're gone. I don't have one. I don't have one to eat. They've been stolen from me. I've been robbed of my Albany's gummy bears. And who knows if they'll ever come back. The bag was 80% full when last I saw it.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
No, it's all I can think about. What else, Ed?
So the Nuggets dispatched of the Heat this week in the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And Jokic had a monster series.
That's amazing.
And in like the post game of the championship, they like informed him about like the parade was in 2 days and he was miserable. And he just said, I just want to go home tired.
Yeah.
He was the least excited superstar champion I've ever seen.
That is, he's the best. I mean, I love the guy. He
moves
just
weird.
Doesn't give a shit.
He's got a weird body,
yes.
And it's like he plays like he doesn't give a shit, but he dominates.
He does
it's
everything
so
right.
Weird.
He's almost like an Alex Honnold, where he's just like kind of and not making fun of anybody that's neuroatypical. This is what I notice. He seems like he might have some kind of spectrum disorder where it's just like he doesn't get too high or too low.
He's
he
like,
just
yeah,
goes out there and does it,
and he goes out and dominates.
Yes. The guy is
and like sometimes he passes when you're like nobody else would pass in that situation. He just does.
Yeah.
Like sometimes his teammates are just want to watch him and he'll like fire a pass right at their face and they're like, oh,
yeah,
I didn't realize.
No.
He's an amazing player.
I love him. He's Serbian and he's like, what? I got to stay here 2 more days? Not like, mind you, they won the series in 5 games and we know. That much to the NBA's chagrin, they probably sent in the fixer, the extender, Scott Foster, to try to get a couple more games out of this series that like they like to do. He wrapped it up in 5 games. So theoretically, had they not won that night, he would have had a game 2 days later. And I was, he's like, what, I got to stay here? Like obviously, I love the fact that he knew that he was going to close them out very easily. But also, he could have still been playing and he wasn't. I don't know what the point I was trying to make. I was trying to make that point and I had that story open and a video of Charles Barkley started playing. Is he on Ozempic or something? What's going on with him? He looks very
Everyone's
gaunt.
On Ozempic now.
They're all on
Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's cheating. It's cheating.
It's cheating. And also it's my understanding that when you get off the Ozempic, you become beyond ravenous. This is like I tell people sometimes this about when they stop taking weed, people are like, man, I'm having these crazy dreams. And I go, yeah, because you're not dreaming when you're on weed. You're taking all this weed all the time. You're taking pot and then you just don't, your dreams are stifled by the THC or whatever the effects. And then you go off the weed and your brain has all these dreams stored up and it just starts pouring them out. It's just fucking crazy dreams one after another. Similarly with Ozempic, you're not hungry for 3 months. You drop 60 pounds and then you go off it and you're fucking ravenous. You're just blah, 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 food and you're going to get fat again. You got it. There's only one way to do it. And it's the way Ed does it. You get on that fucking bike and ride 50 miles every day and eat chicken and spinach salad. Okay, let's do some emails. Okay, this is a test because the water pours very slowly downstairs. I'm gonna play the song. I'm gonna try to race downstairs and refill my water before the song ends. Okay,
let's do it.
Let's do some.
I'll filibuster if you don't.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel Gardenia. He's Manuel Gardenia.
I made it.
This song is in my head like so often.
Yeah.
It is like, a really good song. I'll just every once in a while I'll just sing it to myself. But there is one song that I don't think I've ever listened to all the way through.
Yeah.
And it pops up in my head like once a week, and I don't know why, because it's not my type of music or anything. That song Call Me Maybe just pops into my head every once in a while.
I just met you, and this is crazy. Yeah. No, it's a banger. It's, look, they know how to be catchy.
Why would that be in my head? I've never listened to it on purpose.
Happens to me.
It just happens.
No, happens to me too. And it's a weird phenomenon because, like, I'll be like, look at this photograph. And I'm like, I know that's Nickelback. I've never listened to that song. How? And I certainly haven't listened to it recently. And it'll just be like popping in my brain. Like, where does it come from? Why do I have that song in my head?
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Okay. Before we do, let's try this. This might not work out. Before we play our voicemails and emails. I don't even know if we don't even have any email. And there's only one voicemail. Let's call my young child Ryan Beckner and see what she says.
More Helen Keller news.
Yeah. We're gonna see what she says about these gummy bears.
Hello.
Rai.
Yep.
You're on the podcast.
Talk about Albany's gummy bears.
Yeah. What's up? How come my gummy bears are gone? What happened?
Oh, I took them.
Yeah. What? Who said you could do that? How did you take them? You took the tahine out of the kitchen. Ed, are you familiar with the delicious, lime zesty, spice tahine? It's like what they put on the rim of your Michelada. Are you familiar?
I know what is put on the rim, but I didn't know it was called tahine.
Yeah. Tahine. I go to get some tahine because I like to sprinkle it on a little watermelon, a little fruit, and it's gone. And she's taking it into her bedroom, and it never comes back. It never returns. But
because I brought it to school.
You brought my tahine to school?
What do you do with that in school?
Yeah, what do you do with that in school?
I like to throw it on an avocado.
Oh, that's good. That is good. That is good flavor. Delicious. Well, what I could do is I can get you your own for school. But take me through.
I have my own for school actually now.
Oh, that's right.
You should hear what your dad was eating in the home ec room in school.
Oh, that is not. How dare you, Ed? How dare you? They don't still have home ec. Ryan, how does my beautiful bag of delicious Albanese gummy bears get transferred from our kitchen to your mother's home? How does that work? Was that a diabolical plot on your part?
I mean, honestly, I didn't know you'd be so hurt by this, but I took it to the gym because I wanted some.
Because I said it's for post gym gains.
Admit it, those are phenomenal gummy bears.
Oh yeah,
they're delicious.
Give us a review, Ryan. How do they compare to the regular Haribo gummy bears that everyone's used to?
Honestly, my mind was pretty blown. The perfect texture.
Yep.
Not too hard. I don't mess with a hard gummy bear.
Me either.
And the flavors go crazy. There's billions of flavors.
There's so many.
Yep.
Do you eat the individual flavors, or are you like your dad where you just throw five randos in your mouth at once?
Well, I'm not a psychopath, so I prefer to eat one at a time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Do you have
that's the right way to do it.
Yeah, well, I can't live like that. Do you have a favorite flavor? Is it blue?
I wasn't really paying much attention to the flavors, but I'm pretty sure I like the pineapple one.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Oh, that's my number one right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Those pineapples.
Yep. Okay. So if you want to be allowed, or where are you, by the way? Tell everyone to shut up.
I'm at the mall right now.
Oh, you're at the mall. Okay. When you come back, and Wednesday is a dad day, when you return to dad home, you bring back that sack of gummies, and it better not be empty.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. That was Ryan Beckner. Good. Always good to hear from her. Let's do a voicemail.
Hey guys, Super Lee here. Just wanted to call.
Super Lee. Speak of the devil.
Say how great.
Speaking of Albanese.
That's right.
You know, Dola, Brian, you guys have really done a great job of expanding the community and the involvement that way. It's been great to be a part of those. And Ed's called in a few times. It's been phenomenal. And David Bray called in and had a landmark moment where he acknowledged he was wrong about the high life. And in fact, had a few in his fridge. And I really admire a man who can realize he made a mistake.
As do I.
But isn't that the sign of a good dude?
It is. It is. Now, did you bear witness to his admission? Because now Super Lee saying he has them in his fridge, so he must have come around quite a bit on the champagne of beers. Can you testify to this, Ed?
Well, I believe so, but I believe that was also the Friday where I had a a power lunch, and that led into the rest of the day. Yeah. So I might have been 8 hours, 9 hours into a long day.
It's hard when you start at lunch, because then it's either you're dragging ass until you finally go to bed, or you make a day of it. And I usually opt for the second part where I'm just like, let's keep it going.
And called in because I was like, I think I was about to just check out for the day. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, we're live. And I clicked on it. And so I believe he did. He just, you know, good people admit when they're wrong or they've evolved in their opinion and stuff. And it's like only shitty people just like dig their heels in stick with the losing opinion just because that's what they originally said.
Yes.
And David's a good guy. So
imagine a human being. Imagine this human being doesn't exist. Imagine a human being that when you say, oh man, that bag of coffee that I just bought in the back of the car, it's really pungent. I can really smell it. And they say to you, well, you can't smell coffee through the bag. It's a sealed bag. You can't smell it. And so you're not smelling it right now. And you're like, well, yeah, I just can smell it. And also, if you can't smell it through the bag, why does the coffee aisle smell like coffee? If the bag does not allow coffee smell to permeate the bag, why, when you are at the grocery store, does the entire aisle smell like coffee? And then that person might start Googling, can you smell coffee through the bag? And then they'll want to have an argument about it for like a couple of days. Could you imagine that person?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
That's a crazy opinion.
Yes.
But also when they're trying to smuggle drugs into the country, why do they always use
coffee?
Hey, Beverly Hills Cop. That's right. Axel Foley noticed that they were smuggling to an art warehouse.
Yes. Victor Maitland. And Mike from Breaking Bad was the henchman.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure.
Victor Maitland. Yes, exactly. Very good point, Ed. Again, you should have been there. I'm glad you weren't. Here's more.
The right decision on that. So I will crack one open tonight in his honor. In regards to last episode and your discussion of Grimace, I have thoughts.
Grimace.
There's more tonight.
Grimace, as I was prone to do since that last episode, I realized he is a butt plug.
Jesus.
Shaped like that, purple
plug. You're not alone in this sentiment.
Might be Paul's deal, not mine.
That's right.
But thus also explains his name, Grimace, because when if you used a purple butt plug, you would be forced to grimace yourself. Anyways, that's all. Keep it baller. Love what you guys are doing. Be good.
Love you. Love you, Lee. Super Lee.
Lee, we might have a story that confirms what you're talking about.
You know, we were talking about that last week, and then I was watching golf all weekend, and they were doing commercials for Grimace's birthday and the Grimace Shake.
Yeah, which no Ronald.
Undetermined flavor. Can we get somebody in the audience, 949-464-8257 TBLS, pull through a McDonald's drive-thru, order a Grimace Shake, and then call that number, 949-464-8257, and offer us a review, because I'm sitting there looking, and I go, what is the flavor?
To review it? Yeah, like one of you has to do it, because I'm not tasting that, but surely somebody will eat it.
What is the flavor? What is it, berry? Is it some sort of berry?
It's got to be grape.
Yeah,
it's grape. Be grape.
A grape shake, though? There's no such thing. The grape is not an ice cream flavor.
It's been decades, but I remember... Grape soda was pretty fucking good.
Fuck yeah, it was. Welch's, get the fuck out of here. Even the like grocery store brand grape soda. Yeah. Oh my god,
so good, so sweet.
Oh my god, I could go for one right now. That sounds fantastic. Oh, that's the other thing. So they were running these commercials for Grimace's birthday, and I'm looking at the shake, and it's driving me crazy. What flavor is it? And then you see, you know, they've gotten the gang back together. So, and we talked about these people last year. There's the one, the bird, Birdie.
Early bird. Birdie.
Or Birdie. Yeah, yeah. She's there. There's, you know, of course, the Hamburglar.
So we determined he's human, right? He's but human. He's just got bad teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's a scofflaw. He's a thief. A Hamburglar. Right. Then there's, of course, Mayor McCheese is there. And what, remember those little like pom pom things? I don't recall whether or not I saw them, but they're like little like, like those? Alien, like
they have something to do with the fries.
They might. That's possibly. Yes. They're there, but it just bums me out. I mean, it doesn't bum me out because clowns are terrifying, but there's Ronald's nowhere to be found. I mean, he's the fucking leader. It's like, hey, we're getting the A team back together. And there's Face Man. There's Howlin' Mad Murdoch.
Right.
There's B.A. Baracus.
No, but this is like if they said the A-team, but there's no longer going to be B.A. Baracus.
Oh, yeah. No, but hold on. But Colonel, what was the, I've forgotten. Who's the leader? George Peppard.
Hannibal.
Yeah, Hannibal.
Hannibal Smith.
Hannibal Smith. How's Hannibal not going to be there? He's the leader of the squad.
Hey, foreshadowing.
Yep.
I've got a movie that we're going to discuss.
Oh, A-team?
Involving George the actor George Peppard.
He's a great actor.
But there's a problematic movie he was attached to.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll definitely do that. Okay. Oh, wait. Do we have it? Oh, no emails this week. Okay. Let's jump back in. It's time for some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports.
Ed, what is going on in the world of not things that are not, in fact, sports?
Well, an elderly woman in Ecuador was found alive inside her coffin at her own wake.
Yeah, I saw that.
But update, she's now dead.
Yeah, she made it.
Which...
Yeah,
I've mentioned this many times. Yeah. If somebody's rumored to be dead and then like the celebrity is like, no, the publicist. No, they're not dead. Pretty far from dead. And then they're definitely dead like within the week.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you coined that. You pointed that out that as soon as they're telling you somebody's fine. Take, for instance, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yep.
They're like, no, he's reports of his death are not true. He's alive and well.
That just means he's putting on 18.
Yeah.
Like it's. Okay, so he didn't sink it in the first putt, but he's definitely dying.
4 days later. And, you know, we have a knack of bringing people up on the show and then them immediately shipping off to greener pastures. Let's just hope everything's fine with Kent Tekulve. We might have to have dear friend of the show.
Yeah, that would hurt if that happened.
Yeah, we might have to have dear friend of the show, Katie Shady, go check on Kent Tekulve, see if he's in the market to move his house.
Well, it should be easy for her to... check on him because he's definitely at the family establishment.
That's right. 100%.
She may have even shown him a house.
She probably did. She probably sold him a house. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all. This, this woman, how are they burying people? Like, what? She probably hadn't moved in a few days. This is like, I remember my buddy Spence. He's been talked about on the show possibly for the one time he got caught masturbating.
In the home ec room.
No, he wasn't. No, that wasn't him. That was Lance and Chaz. The this Spence, I remember one time he did a lot of fucking in high school. He was just one of the top fucking sexers in high school. And he was a coxman, and chicks would come to his bedroom was on the front of the house. He was like a gigolo.
You know who also had that?
Yeah, Ed Daly.
Stacy from Fast Times.
That's
remember,
right.
It was the front of the house.
Yes.
She jumped out and then went to Ron Johnson's car.
That's right. Yes. Yes. From Pacific Stereo. The Spence's room was on the front of the house, and chicks would come over late night, like after parties, and they
came to him.
Yeah, they would on the window, and he'd invite them in and give them a sexing in his bedroom. And one of these chicks, I remember one time, because he was into heavy metal and stuff. So one of these chicks gave him as a gift a tarantula spider as like a pet.
That seems like
it wouldn't be for me. It wouldn't be for me. But
that seems like an unhappy customer. Why would you give someone a tarantula?
I know. She gave him a, I don't know, just to be quirky. You know, chicks, they're coming from different angles. She gave him this tarantula spider, and he had it in a little tank in his room, in a terrarium or whatever. And I remember after a while, I'm like, you know, Spence, that fucking tarantula hasn't moved in weeks. I mean, it's just, he's like, yeah, he doesn't do much. And I'm like, yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but I mean,
I think he really is not.
Yeah, moving. He hasn't moved an inch. He's like, do they breathe? Cause he's not. And we determined that the tarantula had long since passed away. It was hard as Spencer's penis when those chicks would come to the window. Similarly, I think that this Ecuadorian abuela, she was, you know, everyone's like, she was in her chair. You know how sometimes old people, they just got that one chair that you put them in, and they just chill in that chair all the time. And they just assumed, they're like, oh, abuela, you know, she had a nice life. They had a little wake for her, and then they put her in the box, and then she's in the box a while, and then all of a sudden they hear that, hey, I'm not dead yet. So, you know, it makes sense. I could see this happening. It sounds fantastic, but it's, you know, I can see it happening.
Michelle had an uncle that we'd sometimes like go over for probably like Passover Seder or something.
Yep.
And we'd go over there. And one time I saw him in the other room by himself. I believe he was in a wheelchair.
I don't know.
And I saw him and I was like, I can't be the guy to discover him.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I just pretended I didn't see. And I went in the other room. And then like he wasn't dead, but like, I definitely thought he was dead, and I just walked into the other room and pretended I didn't see what I saw.
That's exactly what I would do. That's the right move.
You don't want to be at a family gathering and be like, hey, I hate to break it to you, but your dad died.
Yeah.
Like, I just pretended and walked away.
No, that's the right move. You're not close enough to the family. And also, you're not.
Certainly not.
Yeah. You know, you let, even if you knew, if you're like, oh, fuck, he's dead, you just play it cool, you know, and eventually someone's going to notice. And they're not going to know you knew because you didn't tell anybody. So that's exactly the right way to go in the other room
and say to like the kids, be like, want to see a dead body. Oh, but like, no, I didn't. I just walked away.
No, fuck that. Look, the other day I was on a hike and there was a dead squirrel like on the side of the trail. And it was like definitely much like the tarantula, it was definitely dead. It was like on its back and looked like it had been there a while. And I was like, fuck, I walk this way every day.
I hope someone else will clean it up.
Yeah. I go, what am I going to do tomorrow? I can't just keep walking by this thing and turning my head because I'm going to be at least a little curious as to what's going on with it. And then that's going to ruin my day every day. Every day I'm going to have to walk by this thing. And I just don't do well with dead things. And then the next day I walk by and it was fucking gone.
Somebody took care of it.
Yeah, do you think so? Or maybe an ant? Do you think somebody
something,
like...
Something.
Yes.
Something took care of it.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No dead things.
No.
No.
Anti-death. Yeah. Disney accidentally hired a porn star named Dante Ferrari for the Little Mermaid live or whatever. It's not... Like, yeah. It's not... They say it's like live action, but... They still have an animated crab. It just looks more realistic.
I don't know. Zero.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, like how they've been doing these movies lately and they're like, oh, it's the Lion King and it's live. Not.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
No, the lions aren't still talking. They've just animated in a more realistic way.
I hate that. I hate that. It's like.
They just came out with Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
They hired a porn star.
Yeah.
To be one of the other people.
They, and now let's, I mean, what kind of pornos does this guy doing?
Dante Ferrari.
Yeah, Dante
Ferrari. Let's look him up.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
Do you think he's the crab?
I'm going to guess that they got
the
like.
The penis is always harder. Like,
I think they probably got somebody more well known. Oh. Well, I just clicked on the story here and it said, and then there's like the suggested links and it's gayporno.fm, Dante Ferrari at gay porno, Dante Ferrari at macho tube, Dante Ferrari.
Macho tube.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Dante Ferrari gay porn videos. Wow. 24-year-old Stefano Tomadini, who makes adult movies under the alias Dante Ferrari. And yes, a quick search. Yeah, yes, not safe. Well, look, I'm looking. Like, come on. What's he working with here? Let's go images here. We got safe search. What's he got in the? What's he got in the tank here? See, he hasn't done. Well, he's very fit, and he's.
I can only think hairless. Of one to see. What were the other?
That movie came out when we were 14 years old.
Yeah, but my kids when it was like.
Yeah. I've definitely seen it.
I've seen it.
A Whole New World. Is that from
part
it?
Part of Your World. Part of Your World.
Part of Your World.
Part of Your World.
Yeah.
Part of Your Balls. Like, I imagine he was,
yeah.
He's got to be in porn parody too, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, yes, definitely. Okay. Dante Ferrari porn.
Stefano Terry.
Oh,
my goodness. He's very handsome.
Whoa. I just clicked on one.
Great abs.
And he's
he's
in a chair and he's
oh, my God.
He's like laid. He's got his legs up. Everything's on display.
He's in a football uniform here.
Oh, my God. This other one. I don't even know which one he is in this one. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
He's on the beach. Oh, he is very dreamy and very packing.
Yeah, yeah. This reminds me, and this is one of those things. One time I went to this someone I knew's father's 90th birthday party. No, it might have been like 92nd. He was old. And they had like they had this big house and they did like a Roman like themed like a bacchanalia or whatever where they had him carried in on like one of those chairs.
Oh, and, this is like Adrian Peterson's 40th
yes,
birthday
yeah,
party.
It was like that. And the guy and it was like kind of risque, like there was like a bunch of topless women they were all dressed like Roman, right? And then the guys carrying him on the chair were like these jacked dudes, and this was in LA, right? And I was there and I was just drinking. I was like, whatever. And then I was like, oh, wait, I've seen one of those Roman dudes before. And then you're like going through your mind. I'm going to find this on my, cause I know I have pictures on my phone, but it's going to take me a while to find them. You're like, where do I know that guy from? Is he a bartender? Did he wait on me somewhere? And then I go, fuck, I've seen that guy in a porno. And it was a dude. And then I was like, I took.
I know I've seen you. No, yes. I've seen you jackhammering before.
It was a dude. It was a dude. And hey, hey, different strokes for different folks. But I'm just saying this was not Dante Ferrari style porno that I saw him in. Okay. I saw him in the regular kind of porno that you guys all watch too. I'm not Ed because he doesn't like to see penises in his porno. But the dude I saw that I recognized from a porno was, you know, he just did the regular straight porn.
It's funny that I don't like penises in my porn, but at the same time, I love seeing penises.
That's right. That's right. You'll take a look. You'll take a look when you see one.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm complicated. That's why I put It's Complicated on my Facebook post.
Hey, they don't.
I'm complicated.
They can't put you in a box.
Davey's choice. It's a choice I make. Davey's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
But not in porno. Okay. What else, Ed?
Exactly. Yeah. Penn State professor Themis Matsoukas was accused of performing sexual acts with his dog. Yeah. He said, "I do it to blow off steam."
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hit the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.